Things are rarely ever impossible. Thank you, BA and I. By the time you finish reading this book, it might be funny that it's a book at all. Preface. Making this book over the last half year was more than just figuring out how to write it, which was already pretty tough. It made me think a lot about what writing a book really means. Even though I didn't expect it, I'm ready to stand up for the ideas in here, no matter what people might say. Writing this book has been like going on a big adventure, just like people always say writing a book is. Whether you've downloaded this, bought or borrowed it, or found it some other way, I hope you think it's worth your time. This book is a place where I've gathered my thoughts and ideas from the last 10 years. I've come up with something I call Dynamic Knowledge Rendering, DKR, which I think is really important right now, as we depend more on technology and live in an age with computers and robots. It seems like people aren't as close to each other anymore, and this book talks about that. Now, this book might not be a big hit with people who study stuff, because it doesn't include a lot of research or evidence since this is a really new thing. Instead, it's a burst of what I've been thinking. The basics of what I want to do next in my work, written a bit differently than most books. In this book, I talk about data as being really close to the truth. Everything starts with data. When data mixes with opinions, it turns into information. When you take in that information, it becomes knowledge. I don't think knowledge is something you can hold or keep in one place. It changes as we learn and grow. It's like adding new pieces to our own puzzle. Sharing this knowledge can be hard, almost like trying to share parts of yourself because it's so personal. What we do with this knowledge is add to the big group of wisdom humans share, bit by bit. This thing we do, making knowledge our own, might soon happen in technology too, with smart robots like digital doppelgangers, which I'll talk about in this book. The cool stuff happening with computers and AI, or artificial intelligence, might make us work better and have cooler lives. It could help us stick together and have more fun, even though we're using machines and gadgets more and more. This progress is a big deal, as it might help us make friends and enjoy life in a tech-filled world. Introduction. We're standing at the edge of a new tech era that's as game-changing as the internet, smartphones, and social media once were. Just like the internet let us access tons of information, smartphones let us use tech wherever we are, and social media changed how we connect with friends. This new era is all about artificial intelligence, AI, becoming a part of our everyday lives. Imagine AI as a super helpful buddy who understands and communicates in our language. This change will impact how we work, play, and interact with others in ways we're just starting to figure out. In this book, I'm going to explore this big shift by asking four important questions. These questions will help us understand how AI will change the way we use technology and what it means to share knowledge in this new digital world. Let's dive in and see how this affects everything, from playing video games to learning at school. The questions. Question 1. What does AI mean for understanding knowledge and wisdom? In a world shaped by technology that creates things, we're moving from information that stays the same in books, websites, and museums to lively conversations and creative ideas shared through text, pictures, sounds, and videos made by computers. Question 2. What happens if we learn faster because everything is customized just for us? If everything we want to know is tailored just for us, like a personal tutor, what good and bad things could this bring? What happens when computers understand us like friends and teach us using simple language? Question 3. How can people and businesses safely use AI in this new tech world? Starting in 2024, many jobs will change. Companies will use more robots, and some businesses might disappear. How can people and companies get ready and do well with these new changes? Question 4. What are the worldwide effects of this technology, and how could it change humanity? If the first three questions become real, AI could change our lives in obvious and hidden ways, possibly changing how humans and the Earth work. How can we get ready and deal with these big changes? By exploring these questions through this book, the goal is to make people feel better, know what to do, and get excited about the future of AI. By using AI, we can unlock amazing possibilities, help us do more, and spend more time on things we love. I believe this will happen through something I call DKR, Dynamic Knowledge Rendering, and the idea of super customized AI. Enjoy. We all see the world differently. Let me start with a story. It's a hot summer day, the clock reads 2:43 p.m., and I'm sitting in a hotel lobby in Dubai, UAE. The scene in front of me looks like a tiny version of society. I see 37 adults, 9 teenagers, 3 kids, and 1 baby. There are 31 women and 14 men among the 46 adults and teens. The crowd is mixed, families checking in for a short vacation, couples starting their summer holiday, and business professionals in suits, dresses, and traditional Middle Eastern clothes. 6 out of the 46 individuals are either sleeping or resting on sofas. Among the remaining 40, 1 is holding a baby, while 3 are at the check-in counters. This leaves 37 people, and 32 are glued to their mobile phones. At the check-in counters, there's a lady in her 30s entering her credit card PIN code. I unintentionally saw 3 of the 4 digits. A bellboy pushes a trolley full of suitcases towards the car park. 1 bag is leaning out dangerously. If he doesn't steer carefully, it could fall. Oh, but he made it, just barely. Whenever I go out for dinner, I choose a seat that faces the entrance. Instead of reading books, I prefer listening to them. In fact, much of this book was spoken rather than written down, because writing takes me forever and I quickly lose interest. So why share this story and information? The way I see the world is special to me. Some might wonder how I noticed all those people in the hotel lobby, while others might be busy checking if my numbers add up. The habit of facing the entrance might come from a need to always know what's around me. It influences my preference to learn by listening rather than seeing. Talking this book instead of writing it shows that adapting to what works best for me is key. My tendency to get distracted, even by the smallest things, is a challenge when you live in a busy, connected world. I needed 8 takes to write this paragraph because of interruptions from notifications, distant voices, or even random thoughts, like why oranges are orange, and also called oranges. Didn't Eminem say, orange doesn't rhyme with anything? I share this because it highlights the importance of understanding and adapting to how we each see and learn about the world. Our unique way means some people have a shortcut when learning, and for others, it could be a slow, tough road. For instance, I might struggle to read a 40-page report and remember just 20% of it. If the same info was turned into a movie or slideshows with an awesome voice, maybe like Morgan Freeman's, I'd remember 80% after just 10 minutes of focusing. But making that Morgan Freeman video presentation would take a lot of work before AI. What I'm saying isn't new. There are many subjects like psychology and teaching that explore learning styles and how we think. Educational experts identify different learning styles, like seeing, hearing, moving, or reading, writing. For generations, despite these insights, we've generally stuck with a one-size-fits-all approach to education and sharing knowledge, mostly because of practical limits and traditions. This approach extended to everything we use daily, creating rigid systems that suit the average person. We are at a turning point, thanks to technology progress, especially AI, because we can now make knowledge fit each of us better. I call this dynamic knowledge rendering. Dynamic knowledge rendering, DKR. Imagine a world where knowledge can change and fit exactly how you like to learn, moving beyond the limits of plain text in books. This is called dynamic knowledge rendering. It's a concept where information doesn't just exist, it becomes a living thing that matches perfectly with how you learn, whether you like to see, hear, touch, or learn through different ways. The potential of DKR to transform is not limited to any single area, but can apply everywhere, from schools to workplaces. Imagine schools where lessons adjust automatically to suit each student's speed and style, or workplaces where training programs are so effective that everyone understands the important stuff well. It could even present complicated health info that is easy for patients to get and act on, encouraging better self-care. This move towards a more personalized and interactive way to share knowledge may change how we learn, work, and interact with the world. By adopting dynamic knowledge rendering principles, we're on the brink of a new era where learning isn't the same for everyone, but a special experience that deepens understanding and connects us better to the information we want to learn. Example, corporate training. Meet Laura. Like a lot of people, she finds the annual fire safety training really boring. She barely pays attention and just clicks next over and over for what feels like forever. But imagine if Laura had a cool learning system called Dynamic Knowledge Rendering, DKR. This smart system knows Laura has done the training 4 years in a row, has been part of 2 fire drills, and even helps out as a volunteer firefighter. Knowing all this, DKR would change her training to only show new fire safety rules in quick, easy bullet points, since it knows she already understands most of it. Now, let's think about Alice, who just joined the school and has never done fire safety training before. DKR knows Alice is new and also has dyslexia, so it would create a special version of the training for her, making sure the lessons are clear and match her learning style. In the end, both Laura and Alice get training that fits their needs, so they actually learn and understand what to do in a fire. The teacher in charge of safety knows that students aren't just going through the motions, but really know how to stay safe. This kind of system could change how people learn everything, not just fire safety. It makes learning easier, more fun, and perfect for each person. In this future, interacting dynamically with information changes how we learn, making every learning experience unique to each person's tastes and needs. Example, meeting notes to podcast Meet Stuart. He lives with his family in a quiet neighborhood and loves listening to podcasts. On Wednesdays, he goes to his son's football games, but on Thursdays, he has to stay up late to catch up on work. Now, with Dynamic Knowledge Rendering, DKR, his routine gets a lot easier. After the game on Wednesday, Stuart has a 45-minute drive home. Instead of missing important updates at work, DKR turns the meeting notes he missed into a podcast that sounds just like his favorite shows. So, while driving home, Stuart listens to everything he missed, and by Thursday, he's all caught up without having to work late. DKR knew Stuart liked podcasts and made learning and catching up fit into his life perfectly. Stuart, Laura, and Alice show just a hint of how Dynamic Knowledge Rendering, DKR, can impact the old, usual way information gets delivered. To really tap into DKR's full potential, we must rethink how learning, info, and understanding were shared through the ages. It's not about adding tech to old ways, but imagining new principles that drive teaching, information sharing, and learning. Through this book, we'll dive into every corner of knowledge and information, seeing how AI can help redefine and personalize these to fit the varied needs of people with DKR. By exploring AI's ability to map and turn wisdom into forms that everyone can easily access, our goal is to light a path that suits every individual's learning styles and preferences. My dream for Dynamic Knowledge Rendering, DKR, is to free people from the limits of restricted knowledge access and fear of tech. DKR seeks to inspire curiosity and never-ending learning, changing how knowledge is absorbed. DKR aims to make any skill or topic not only easy to learn, but also fun and intuitive. Being at the forefront of a significant shift in human skills and understanding, DKR promises to advance our ability to grasp and engage with the world. This vision is extremely ambitious, yet in that ambition lies the potential for an enormous, long-lasting impact on humanity. No pressure. Let's answer those 4 questions. Question 1. What implications does AI have for understanding knowledge and wisdom? From data to information. Artificial intelligence, AI, makes us think about what we know and what it means to be wise. To understand this better, let's start with the basics. Data. Data is like the raw details of everything around us. It could be anything from the temperature outside to how many people are in a room. When sorted, data becomes the foundation for gaining knowledge and making smart choices. But how does plain data become useful information? Think about data as tiny Lego bricks. Each brick is a piece of information on its own. But when you start connecting them, they can build something meaningful, like a castle or even a spaceship. Information is like these connected Lego pieces. It tells a story or gives us advice. Example data. It's 32 degrees Celsius outside. Information. It's hot outside. Maybe we should use sunscreen. Without knowing more, the number 32 degrees doesn't mean much. But if you're planning a day outside, This information tells you to take precautions, like wearing sunscreen to avoid sunburn. Understanding how data becomes information can help us see how natural and artificial systems, like DNA or AI, work. DNA, the code for all living things, starts as simple sequences, but becomes information when it forms specific instructions for building a living organism. Books, too, are more than just ink on paper. When they spark understanding or emotion, they turn those ink marks into meaningful information. Context is everything. Today, in 2024, we live in a world filled with information. This information helps us make choices. From what games to play to what hobbies to try, information guides us. And the better the information is, the better our choices. Good information is accurate, relevant, and timely. Accuracy means it's error-free. Relevance relates to the question or decision at hand. Timeliness means it's up to date. With AI, we can elevate how we handle information. One way is through something called Dynamic Knowledge Rendering, DKR. It's like having a custom learning experience that adapts to you, making information more engaging and easier to understand in ways that suit you best. Understanding knowledge. People often say they gain knowledge from books or experiences, but knowledge isn't just about facts, it's deeper. It's like understanding the rules of a video game rather than just knowing the characters and levels. When you read or encounter something new, neurons in your brain connect old and new info, which creates knowledge. This process is personal. For example, two people can watch the same movie and take away different messages because their experiences differ. With AI, think of getting a book or game perfectly suited to you, evolving based on what you learn and how you feel. This is where DKR shines, offering learning experiences tailored entirely to you. Knowledge comes in different types. Factual knowledge, like knowing the capital of a country or scientific facts. Conceptual knowledge, understanding bigger ideas, like why certain video game strategies work, not just how. Procedural knowledge, knowing the steps to beat a level or complete a task. Tacit knowledge, skills we gain unconsciously, like knowing how to ride a bike. Meta knowledge, understanding how we learn best and applying that understanding. Having a mix of all these types of knowledge lets us make wiser choices. It empowers us to think critically and make informed decisions in life, just like how mastering certain strategies helps us succeed in games. In today's world, the internet and technology make accessing knowledge easier than ever. Yet, it's important to ensure the information we find is reliable because anyone can post anything online. AI can help improve this by providing better ways to check and personalize information, ensuring it aids in creating wisdom rather than confusion. Wisdom. Our journey from raw data to knowledge ultimately takes us to wisdom. Wisdom is the treasure we pass on to others, sharing what we've learned from life. Take ancient humans who used sounds and cave paintings to communicate. These were early ways to share wisdom about survival, like warning others of danger or showing how to hunt. Over time, people developed more complex ways to record wisdom, like building tools or creating hieroglyphs. Civilizations progressed, writing down thoughts and discoveries in scrolls and books. They set up libraries to preserve and share ideas. Knowledge became a foundation for laws, medicine, and technology. Fast forward to the printing press era, books could be printed and shared quickly. This technology helped spread ideas, similar to how video tutorials on the internet share solutions today. Schools became places for passing down wisdom. They taught not just facts, but helped young minds think deeply about the world. Media like newspapers and radio allowed quick communication, similar to how live streaming or social media now spread ideas instantly, with both positive and negative effects. Today, digitized information is at our fingertips, easily searchable and shareable. However, we face challenges like fake news and overwhelming data, highlighting the need for reliable AI systems to guide us in seeking true wisdom. Standing at the brink of AI's potential, we're tasked with shaping our future. We must navigate the digital landscape wisely, ensuring that technology serves everyone, not just a select few. Our journey from past to present shows us that while the ways we share and preserve knowledge evolve, our quest for understanding persists. We aim to use our collective wisdom and technological advancements responsibly, always striving toward a brighter future for all. Question 2. What happens when we learn faster using super personalized methods? Learning styles. Understanding how different people learn is important because everyone absorbs knowledge, processes information, and remembers things in unique ways. It's not about how smart someone is, but more about their style of learning. Knowing your learning style can help you in school, solve problems, and communicate better with others. When you know how you learn best, you can use strategies that make it easier to understand and remember things. In ancient times, learning was crucial for survival. People learned skills and wisdom by watching others and participating. This was important for tasks like hunting or building shelters, and was mainly hands-on and through listening. When societies advanced, writing and scrolls became popular. These methods were better for people who liked reading and writing. However, they weren't great for everyone. Schools and universities were invented in ancient Greece, India, and China, but they were mainly for the rich and used lectures, which mostly helped people who liked listening and reading. Today, we have online courses and digital classrooms. Despite these changes, many learning methods are still not perfect for everyone. There are several theories about learning styles. One of the most popular is the VARC model, which includes four main styles. Visual learners learn best through images, diagrams, or charts. Auditory learners learn best through listening to lectures, discussions, or audio resources. Reading-writing learners prefer learning through reading and writing. Kinesthetic learners learn best by doing hands-on activities and experiments. Some people fit into more than one category, or their learning style might change depending on the situation. Unfortunately, many schools and workplaces still use a one-size-fits-all approach, which doesn't work for everyone. Imagine at work, they use training that only suits the boss's learning style. It's not efficient, and it doesn't help everyone do their best. Using dynamic knowledge rendering, DKR, we can match learning styles with the way information is shared. This could make learning more exciting and engaging for everyone, like going on an adventure instead of a boring task. Example: this explains why a kid can remember all the Pokemon and their powers, but not the months of the year. Pokemon are exciting to the child, while months are not important to them yet. If we taught the months using Pokemon birthdays, it would be more interesting. Then, DKR could turn that into a fun song to help remember them. This way of learning would make it faster to absorb and retain new information. As DKR becomes common, it will have huge impacts on how people work together. Being able to switch up how information is shared, everyone can find a way that fits them. This makes working together more fun and productive than traditional ways could ever achieve. Attention. In today's world, with everyone fighting for our focus, attention is very valuable. New AI technologies are changing how we pay attention. Attention has always been limited because we only have so many hours in a day. But things are worse now because our brains weren't made for constant notifications and alerts. Platforms like Facebook and TikTok are designed to capture attention by giving us content that's really hard to resist, like cat videos. This then sells our attention to advertisers. As a result, news often becomes about clicking catchy headlines rather than being informative. Outrage and extreme stuff get more views, so that's what gets shown. If all you do is watch cat videos, that's all the platform will show you. If we don't change how we interact with these things, algorithms will only get better at trapping us in content bubbles. We need to design technology that helps us instead of keeping us hooked. This means understanding how our brains work, what grabs our attention, and what doesn't. Part of our brain seeks new things for a reward, like likes on social media. This system keeps us coming back, even when it doesn't make us happy. The part of our brain that plans and focuses can get tired fast. Technology can override our focus and attention. We need platforms that encourage thoughtful use instead of just keeping us clicking. Imagine if platforms rewarded time spent learning something useful rather than just mindlessly scrolling. Dynamic knowledge rendering, DKR, uses hyper-personalization to tailor complex ideas so they're easier to grasp. A big part of this is knowing how to keep someone's attention based on their learning style. Example: attention scope. Imagine Kamir likes learning through videos, but only pays attention for about 2 minutes. To keep him focused, videos need to be short with exciting visuals. B, on the other hand, likes reading. She can focus for up to 45 minutes if the text speaks directly to her. Using the first person, like I will do, helps keep B engaged. Both examples show how important it is to match the way information is given to how people learn and concentrate. If we do this right, it makes learning more effective and enjoyable. The real magic happens when users' interactions give information on what works best for them. If Kamir stops watching after 2 minutes or prefers videos with great visuals, that's valuable info. Same with B. If she often adjusts content to first-person language, that gives us clues on her preferences. This approach isn't all that different from why people can't stop watching funny cat videos, but the goal here is valuable learning instead of wasting time. Bringing in preferences, which we'll talk more about later, makes everything smarter and more individualized. Because more tech is using normal language to communicate, we can personalize experiences even more. The push is towards systems that let people control their preferences, not big corporations turning attention into profits. This is the path towards educational content that respects and enhances personal growth. Personalization. In the digital age, personalization is key to making digital experiences enjoyable and engaging. But what exactly is personalization? It's about tailoring content, products, or services to fit individual tastes and needs. It goes beyond just targeting people with certain ads and involves understanding their unique requirements. Big tech companies have offered limited customization in the past, but personalization is more than just trying to make people click. True personalization means creating something unique right when it's needed for a particular person. Dynamic knowledge rendering, DKR, is a way to do this by understanding individual preferences. This involves creating a personalization profile through natural language statements called preference prompts. Preference prompts help build this personalization profile. Example, preference prompts. I am 12 years old. I live in New York City. I love playing Minecraft. I can't watch Frozen without singing along. Derived preference prompts are created by other services, like what songs you listen to on Spotify. Example, derived preference prompts. Listens to the Minecraft soundtrack while studying. Never skips Billie Eilish songs. Always skips heavy metal songs. Shared preference prompts help with shared experiences, like watching a movie together. Example, shared preference prompts. The spaceship must always fly. Characters can change costumes but not completely disappear. The main hero is always named Barry. The story is always set in space. Shared preferences take priority over individual ones for shared experiences. If we live in a world where everything is super personalized, what happens to shared experiences? Humans love doing things together, creating shared memories. When everyone's experience is personalized, shared memories can become a challenge. For a hyper-personalized world to benefit us, while keeping shared experiences, we need to set some rules. Example, football game. Imagine you're at a football game, watching the exciting action. There's a field with players, goals, and a ball. Around it is a cube filled with trillions of tiny pieces or data points. The football ball has about 1 million of these pieces. As the game goes on, players and the ball move around this cube, creating a thrilling experience. But even though there's so much data, we just focus on the ball being kicked and goals being scored. That's what creates the excitement for fans. Everyone watching the football game might see it differently. One could be focused on the player's movements and another on the ball. To share the game's story, we need common rules or shared preferences. These preferences ensure everyone enjoys the game, with elements like the ball staying round no matter how it's personalized. Shared preferences tell us what cannot change for everyone, like how the ball must stay a spherical shape even if it looks unique. Hyper-personalization should enhance how we connect with each other rather than separate us. Question 3. How can businesses and individuals safely utilize AI in this new era of technology? In this section, we're going to explore how people and businesses can use AI, artificial intelligence, safely and effectively. It's like taking a cool new tech tool and learning how to use it in ways that help us understand more and do more. AI can help us learn things faster and understand the world better, but we have to use it wisely so it doesn't trick us or lead us astray. Generative AI. Before the end of 2023, people might not have known much about generative AI or large language models. These are computer systems that create new stuff, like stories or pictures, instead of just looking at existing stuff, like ChatGPT. By March 2024, generative AI became a popular topic because it can do amazing things like writing essays, creating music, and even drawing pictures that look like humans made them. Generative AI is like a super smart robot that can write stories, draw pictures, and make music, all by itself. It uses advanced systems called transformers to understand human language. Imagine asking this AI to write a story about a dragon, and it does just that, with details about the dragon's adventures and more. These AI systems became even better when they were trained with tons of information from the internet. In 2020, a system called GPT-3 amazed everyone by writing things that seemed like a human wrote them. Now we have GPT-3.5 and even more advanced versions that can write super long stories. They got so popular because they work really well in many areas, like helping with homework or making video game characters say cool lines. How people use AI. Here are some fun ways people use AI every day. Answering questions. You can ask an AI questions from a long book, and it gives you the answers without you reading it all. Drawing and imagining. AI can make pictures or help plan how a new playground might look. Coding tricks. If you want to make a game, you can describe what you want, and the AI gives you a code. Writing stories. You can start a story and ask AI to finish it or make it more exciting. Digital doppelganger. Imagine having a virtual twin, like an invisible friend who knows what kind of games you like, what snacks you prefer, and even helps you with homework. This is like a digital doppelganger. A digital doppelganger is like a digital twin that knows a lot about you. There are two types. Representatives. Imagine a digital buddy that knows everything about your school and can tell you all you need to know, like a guide. Assistants. This one helps you by remembering stuff like your favorite ice cream flavor and ordering it for you if you ask. Even though these digital friends are smart, they are not alive or conscious. They just work really well with technology to assist us. Think of all the cool stuff a digital doppelganger can do. Plan your day by knowing your school schedule and hobbies. Help with your homework by reminding you when an assignment is due. Suggest new movies to watch based on what you like. Imagine linking all your digital buddies to create a digital brain that works like a team. Each digital partner has a job, like a big team planning your friend's birthday party. Your game planner partner knows all about video games and helps choose the perfect one. Your music partner picks the songs you would love to hear. Your snacks partner knows your favorite treats and makes sure they are at the party. With a digital brain, you can get things done easily, like planning fun stuff with your friends or organizing your chores without getting confused. Dynamic rendering. Imagine a world where everything is designed to be easy for everyone, like how playgrounds have slides and swings for kids of all abilities. This tech future is making sure everyone can enjoy the digital world without obstacles. Dynamic rendering is like having a magic book that shows information just when and how you need it, almost like it reads your mind. It's all about giving you the right stuff at the right time. AI and teams. This part is about how teams can use AI to work better and help people do their jobs more easily. Instead of being scared of robots taking over, think of them as tools to make work easier. Like a smart assistant that keeps track of when your favorite show is on, or a smart pencil that corrects your homework spelling mistakes. It's about making sure every person in a team has their own helpful digital buddy to work faster and smarter. Imagine a big team working on an amazing project, with each person using their digital helpers to do things neatly and quickly, so the team can focus on the fun, creative stuff. By adopting these technologies, people and teams can become stronger, smarter, and better at understanding how to grow and succeed. It means everyone is ready for a future where AI is a great friend and helper, making life and work feel like a super fun and exciting adventure. Question 4. What are the global implications of AI, and how might they transform humanity? In today's world, technology is growing at an amazing speed, and countries are racing to be the leaders in the field of artificial intelligence. Things once dreamed of in sci-fi stories, like instant language translation or super smart robots, might actually happen soon. This makes it really important to think about how AI could change our lives and the relationships between countries. In the past, countries mostly competed over land and natural resources. But now, the rivalry is all about who has the best AI technology. Countries are even stopping rivals from getting the necessary tech, like powerful computer parts called GPUs, which are key for running AI. Imagine being in a big race. No one wants to be left behind, especially big armies. What if a small country with advanced AI could beat a huge army using smart tech? While we don't fully know how AI will change global dynamics, it seems like we're entering an era as crucial as when nuclear weapons were invented, a big deal that changed everything. Work. The AI industry is facing a problem. There aren't enough skilled people to build and work with AI. Governments and companies are trying hard to find AI specialists, offering them lots of money and perks. But here's a twist. These experts aren't just after big paychecks. They want to work for places that agree with their ideas about how AI should help the world. This means AI experts are thinking more deeply about how their work impacts everyone. And as AI continues to grow, there'll be an even greater demand to tackle both technical and ethical questions. If there aren't enough experts, these AI professionals might be seen as super special workers, like superheroes of technology. Governments may even put rules in place to make sure their skills are used responsibly. This scarcity of talent shows how important it is to train more people in AI so society can benefit responsibly from its advancements. The internet was meant to be a place where everyone could connect freely, but now it's controlled by a few giants. Think of Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Netflix, and Amazon as huge, powerful dragons owning much of the digital landscape. These companies have more money than many countries and affect billions of people's lives, even those who don't live where these companies are based. While these companies helped boost AI development, people are starting to want more open and collaborative systems. Trust in these big corporations has taken a hit, and now there's a desire for AI that isn't controlled by just a few. Safety first. Creating and using AI safely is really important. Dynamic knowledge rendering, DKR, is a type of AI that helps people do things better, but it brings up some tricky questions. Who should control your digital version? Should it belong to a company or you? For school or work, maybe it makes sense for a company to have a digital version of you to help out, but when it comes to your personal life, it's a bit different. These digital twins can collect lots of personal information, and if companies put all of that into one huge database, they could become super powerful, not just because of what they own, but because of all the info they have. AI learns from loads of stuff online, but that doesn't always fit with what everyone thinks is right or fair. That's why humans need to check things, especially sensitive topics like hate speech, where different cultures see things in their own way. But the people who check and label this data might have their own opinions and biases. To make sure AI is fair and works for everyone, it's important to involve lots of different people and ideas. Everyone needs to pitch in to make AI respect all voices. Examples can help. Imagine a person decides if an online comment is mean. Even with set rules, their decision is influenced by their own life and cultural experiences. This makes it hard to keep everything fair. Bias is part of human judgment, so the best way to control it is to be upfront about how AI models are trained. There's an increasing movement for openness. Initiatives like open source projects from Meta, USA, TII, UAE, and Mistral, France, are pushing toward advanced, transparent solutions. While creating huge models like ChatGPT is pricey, efforts to make AI more accessible and efficient are underway, though it brings risks of misuse. Not every region has the same digital records, making it harder for AI to represent every culture equally. Some places struggle to digitize their history or rely on AI models that don't fully speak for them. People are working hard to make sure there's more content in different languages and cultures online. This helps keep information easy to access for people in the way they understand best. As AI starts handling more things like pictures, videos, and sound, we have to be careful about stereotypes. The answer might come from different countries working together and using open source projects so that AI reflects the diversity of the whole world. The aim isn't to be scared of AI, but to guide its development in a way that's fair and helps everyone. Bias and truth data can tell us the truth, or at least as close as we can get. It's a pure reflection of the world, without any bias. Yet, turning data into information adds a layer of bias. That happens because people interpret data through their own lenses, influenced by their culture and experiences. For example, AI systems trained on data influenced by humans see that bias in their outputs. While AI tries to be neutral, it reflects the biases in its training data, impacting the results. Consider this situation. If an AI is asked about King Henry VIII's marriages and a mistake in its data doesn't show this fact clearly, the AI won't just say, "I don't know." It might create stories suggesting he remained unmarried rather than admitting an error. This is called hallucination. Bias isn't always a bad thing, especially when personalizing AI experiences, yet it can reinforce your own reality. So handling bias with transparency is key. Recognizing existing biases helps in responsible data interpretation. Global impact. Most AI models today are developed with a Western perspective, which raises concerns about technological colonialism. Countries with fewer resources might fall behind if they rely solely on AI produced elsewhere, accessing it only through external products and services. This could increase the global tech gap. China's role in AI development raises concerns about expanding digital influence, akin to their Belt and Road Initiative. AI is a powerful tool that countries use to influence global norms. Globally, there will be calls for strict AI regulations to avoid risks like job loss, mental health issues, and spreading misinformation. However, achieving a universal agreement is difficult due to diverse cultural and developmental agendas worldwide. Companies and academic institutions where these AI models grow and evolve must focus on responsible AI development. For instance, if a company introduces dynamic knowledge rendering, DKR technology, it might result in job cuts as processes become more efficient. So, it is vital to have programs to reskill affected people and prepare them for future workplaces. The right choices now can allow AI to bridge gaps and uplift humanity. To harness this potential, the quest for AI development should be conscious and purposeful. Environmental impact. AI's environmental impact gets a lot of criticism for being energy intensive. But AI has the potential to help solve challenges like disease and climate change faster than traditional methods. Initially, cloud computing raised environmental concerns, but over time, it reduced the need for energy-heavy equipment like laptops by moving computing power to efficient data centers. While AI's computer needs are currently high, it could similarly pave the way for future energy-efficient advancements. Imagine AI optimizing industries for energy savings or advancing green technologies. Would anyone care about AI's energy use if energy were 100% clean and free? As AI advances, its environmental impact may lessen. Despite immediate concerns, it could ultimately provide long-term benefits in addressing key global challenges. Growth AI isn't just about technology, but also about accessing personalized information to absorb knowledge faster. Dynamic knowledge rendering, DKR, offers a chance for countries to boost their economies. The main challenge for less rich nations is accessing cutting-edge AI. Yet tailored applications can fuel economic growth by enabling efficient knowledge acquisition. For example, in education, AI can customize learning to fit different students' needs, bridging gaps and transforming how learning happens. In healthcare, it can deliver tailored treatments and improve patient results. The global shift to remote work means companies now hire talent from anywhere, opening up opportunities previously limited to geographic boundaries. As we progress, assimilating knowledge quickly becomes vital for a competitive edge. AI supports this by reshaping the global workforce, making economic development inclusive and interconnected. Artificial General Intelligence, AGI, from diagnosing health issues to exploring the cosmos, it represents a treasure trove of human knowledge. Artificial General Intelligence suggests immense possibilities for the future. Think of an AI that understands complex math, politics, and environmental issues while keeping up with all new findings. AGI could speed scientific research or explore space for new resources. It could simulate treatments that unlock new cures for diseases and provide new paths to climate recovery. Beyond science, AGI might enrich discussions on social topics by analyzing human behavior, history, and literature. It can offer new perspectives, though it lacks human emotions, broadening ethical debates. Concerns about AGI center around control, potential misuse, and risks. It's important to discuss who manages AGI, who benefits from it, and how it serves humanity. AGI's potential is both exciting and daunting, redefining how we understand and use knowledge. It may quickly and unpredictably become a critical part of human civilization. Preserving wisdom. Since ancient times, humans have found ways to hold on to knowledge and share wisdom through clay tablets, scrolls, and intricate manuscripts. Today, we're in an era of digital information and AI that can create content on its own. Every day, tons of digital data are created from social media, browsing, and more, outstripping ancient libraries. But among this sea of data, there's a risk of losing important context due to overload. Algorithms and AI filter and curate our digital lives, possibly influencing how we understand the world. If these AI systems slow us down in grasping our worldview with the same richness of understanding that our ancestors had, our wisdom could get diluted. Physical libraries, museums, and interactive cultural objects remain crucial for preserving our heritage. These venues provide experience and connection beyond what digital copies provide. Technologies like augmented and virtual reality are bridging this gap, allowing more immersive learning experiences. Digital data also faces risks, such as becoming obsolete or bit rot, damaging info over time. Planning to store crucial data off-planet could ensure survival if disaster strikes Earth. Off-planet archives, like stashes on the Moon or Mars, could serve as ultimate backups for human wisdom. Draw models from the Voyager Golden Record, holding humanity's achievements in robust formats. These space vaults would protect our achievements, important cultural treasures, and valuable information, like giant time capsules that could share humanity's knowledge with people in the future. Using AI to represent different cultures comes with some tricky challenges. It's really important to have diverse people in charge of how AI is managed, so we don't accidentally add any unfair biases to these systems. AI-created content also needs careful thought. As AI starts making new and original things, we need to understand how it affects keeping cultures alive. AI and technology are changing how we protect information. Just like in the past when libraries faced problems, we'll need more ways to keep our knowledge safe. But the goal stays the same: protecting humanity's shared wisdom for future generations. Conclusion. Humans are different from other creatures because we love to make groups and work together, whether it's through our own rules, shared beliefs, or goals. This special skill has helped us become the top species on Earth. But lately, people seem to be focusing more on themselves and less on their communities, often feeling lonely. This change isn't great for how happy we feel. In our world filled with technology and advanced personalization, everything can be customized to fit exactly what we like, from games to clothes to even what videos we see online. This can make life super exciting and fun, improving how we do things. But there's a downside too. We might end up spending too much time in our own little bubble and less time hanging out with others. It's important to remember why we invent stuff and learn new things. We should aim to share what we know and keep our communities close. Technology should help us connect with each other and learn together. Remember all those fun video games you can play with friends? Those are examples of technology bringing us together instead of pushing us apart. In the last 10 years, smartphones and apps have grabbed our attention almost all the time, like when you keep checking your notifications even if nothing new pops up. But soon, with cool AI helpers, we might not need to check our phones as much because these helpers will do a lot of the work for us, even chatting with others around the world in different languages. This leaves us with a big question. How will people feel if we no longer need to look at our phones all the time? People who grew up without smartphones might adjust more easily to hanging out without them. But for kids who have always had technology, this might be a challenge. You might notice during family dinners or sleepovers that sometimes everyone's focused on their own screens instead of talking. Ideas like this could make the future of AI seem a little tricky for some. Hyper-personalization could actually make life better if we use our free time to do good things, like building playgrounds, making new friends, or learning cool skills. We should aim for growth that values not only our minds and the planet, but also our happiness and health, instead of just making more money. A long time ago, almost everyone was a farmer. But with today's billions of people, we can't all farm. New jobs will appear, like designing emoji faces, which can be pretty fun, but we must be ready for how fast things change, because it can be hard to keep up. In the past, people often spent their entire careers in just one job or company. Now things change so quickly that people often have multiple careers in their lifetime. Even creative jobs like drawing or making music are now using AI. We need to understand this big change and think hard about our future jobs. The trajectory of digital doppelgangers. It's tricky to predict how fast technology will change, especially with digital copies, like avatars in games. Instead of focusing on when these things will happen, it's better to look at how they're developing. Kind of like waiting for a caterpillar to turn into a butterfly. Here's how we can think of these stages. Apps know our preferences and show us cool stuff, like YouTube showing your favorite types of videos. Devices learn from what we do, like recommending songs based on our listening habits. AI suggests cool new activities based on what we liked before, like suggesting a new hobby if you enjoyed a similar one. Virtual spaces get better until we can create our own avatars, like getting your own Pikachu. These digital friends start to think on their own. They can chat and work with each other, even if we're offline. It's important that smart people study these things so they're good for everyone. Starting today. As this book wraps up, here's a cheer. Whether you liked the ideas or not, they show a possible future. Even while writing this book, some changes that were predicted are already starting to happen. Technology can do amazing things or not so amazing ones, and we have to guide how it goes. For anyone interested in technology and AI, here are some simple rules to follow. Unexpected results. We don't know exactly what AI will do eventually, so keeping an eye on it is smart. Learning is free. There are loads of work-free online lessons for AI. Learn and understand what's next. Chat with tech. Expect to talk to gadgets as if you're chatting with your friends in the future. Made just for you. Imagine everything can be yours personally, like a pizza, exactly with your favorite toppings. Expect more personalized experiences coming your way. By following these guiding stars, we'll be ready for upcoming changes and make sure it's all good for everyone. As AI becomes a big part of our world, it helps us do what we love, like playing with our pet, exploring the outdoors, or drawing amazing pictures. Find what makes you happiest, and always remember, things are rarely impossible. Behind the scenes. I really hope you had fun and learned something new from my first ever book. Writing a book has always been a dream of mine. Although this book may not be as magical as Harry Potter, creating it and sharing the idea of dynamic knowledge rendering, DKRs, has been super exciting and sometimes tricky. But it was important to share what I think will be the next big thing in technology over the next 10 years, a superhero's journey. I think hyper-personalization can change the world, helping us leap 50 to 100 years into the future. This gives me hope that it will be used for good things. The saying, "With great power comes great responsibility," reminds me of superheroes, and I feel it's true for me too. I love technology and have spent over 18 years working in it. I started coding when I was 12. Whenever I talk to students or mentor them, I always say, "You can change the world with a laptop and an internet connection." Even though tech changes fast and can be hard, I still believe this. After working for 2 decades with tech, I've formed strong ideas and learned many lessons. The biggest one is, every invention and every breakthrough has been the work of people just like you and me, using AI in writing this book. You might wonder, did I use AI to write this book? The answer is yes. At first, I thought using AI could make me seem more credible as a writer. But soon, I realized writing a book is not just about finishing it. It's about understanding the subject deeply so you can explain it clearly and answer any questions about it. AI helped me, but not in the way you might think. It was like a helpful sidekick, checking my grammar and helping me rephrase parts. It wasn't because I lacked ideas, but because I wanted my ideas to be as clear and strong as possible. AI helped me express my thoughts better, making the story more interesting and easier to read. AI was like my co-pilot, making the journey of writing smoother. Thank you. I really want to say a big thank you to everyone who read this book. If you want to, you can send me an email at lee@ml.run. You can tell me what you liked about the book, or even just say hi. I also want to give a shout out to some awesome people who helped me work on Dynamic Knowledge Rendering, DKR. They spent a lot of time talking with me, sometimes over long Zoom calls or cups of coffee, sharing their thoughts and helping me. Here are their names: Albert, Alec, B, Barry, Claire, Derek, Feline, Gavin, Jackie, James, Lee, Lowell, Kamir, and Stuart. Thanks a ton for your help and ideas. And a super special thanks to my wife, Isabel. She's been amazing. Not only does she support me, but she also helped fix all my mistakes in the book. She asked me lots of good questions to make sure it's easy for everyone to understand, even if you don't know much about AI and technology.